It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Thursday, December 27th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade, and we are wrapping up 2018, talking about the biggest music news stories of the last year. Yesterday, we started you off with number 10 going to number 6, and today we are continuing it, and who knows what the number one biggest music news story was. We'll let you know by the end of the show.
So let's start with number 5.
Super Bowl halftime drama.
Ugh.
This year, the Super Bowl was held in Minneapolis, but if you thought that Janet Jackson, who recorded all her biggest albums there with producers Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, would be invited to play the halftime show, you would be wrong.
And sorely disappointed.
Janet did get a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction this year, but the Super Bowl slot went to Justin Timberlake, Janet Jackson's duet partner for the 2004 quote-unquote wardrobe malfunction that led to her career hitting the rocks, while his just kept right on sailing.
The National Football League welcomes you to the Pepsi Super Bowl 52 halftime show.
It was also the year where they brought out Prince, sort of.
Yeah, so he sort of had a posthumous cameo in not technically a hologram form. There were days of discussion before the halftime show. Is Prince going to show up as a hologram? Didn't he call that demonic? What's going to happen? So he was there kind of projected on a billowing sheet.
Minneapolis, Minnesota, this one's for you.
Anyway, the whole halftime show ended up making more news for who wasn't there than for who was. And that looks like a trend that's going to continue in 2019 because Rihanna and Jay-Z have both reportedly refused halftime slots due to the NFL's treatment of protesting players, which leaves Maroon 5 to take the field. At least someone will be loved.
At number 4, streaming services and hateful conduct. One of this year's hottest debates surrounded Spotify's short-lived decision to remove R. Kelly and XXXTentacion from the service's own curated playlists due to a policy opposing hate speech and hateful conduct. Less than a month later, Spotify rescinded the hateful conduct portion of the policy, declaring, "We don't aim to play judge and jury." Now, this was a very heated discussion. Immediately when they made that decision, people spoke up. The debate highlighted, on one hand, the question many fans are facing in the Me Too era. When a popular artist is credibly accused of what might be fairly called hateful conduct, what does that mean for their music? It also pointed to the increasing importance of playlists in the streaming era. Landing on a hot Spotify playlist can be a huge career booster. And then there are the millions of algorithmically curated playlists for individual listeners. Spotify has power over those too. And if they're not playing judge and jury, who is?
Here comes the judge.
Here comes the judge! Here comes the judge!
Now we're at the top 3. Third biggest music story of the year, the Grammys' attempt to reboot. Like all established awards, the Grammys have come under fire for their lack of diversity. At the ceremony held in January of this year, if you remember, Best New Artist winner Alicia Cara was the only woman to take a podium alone to accept an award.
Alicia Cara.
And then Neil Portnow, head of the Recording Academy, did not help matters when he said in an interview that women just need to, quote, step up to be recognized in the music industry.
Well, he learned a little something from that because his most recent statement and the nominees for next year are much more diverse than they were in 2018.
That's right. In fact, Portnow is stepping down. The search is on for a replacement to take his job in 2019. The new round of nominees have women predominating in the major categories, and two men of color, Drake and Kendrick Lamar, are leading in the number of nominations. So now the question is, will Drake reward the Grammys for this progress by actually attending this year? We'll have to wait and see.
I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me.
The second biggest music news story is actually legislation-based. It was the passing of the Music Modernization Act.
The Music Modernization Act was passed unanimously by the United States House and Senate and recently signed into law by the president.
A New York Times op-ed recently called Brexit the most boring, important story in the world. Well, the music world version of that might be the Music Modernization Act. I will try and make this the least boring I can. It's a piece of legislation the casual fan would be hard-pressed to explain, but which artists, labels, and streaming services largely celebrated. It even created a rare moment of bipartisan consensus in Washington, easily passing both houses of Congress and creating a strange Oval Office spectacle as President Trump signed the bill with Kid Rock looking on before inviting Kanye West to share a wandering public conversation.
This right here is the iPlane 1. It's a hydrogen-powered airplane, and this is what our president should be flying in. Look at this shirt.
We're getting rid of Air Force One. Can we get rid of Air Force One? No, you don't like that.
Well, we're going to have Apple.
So why is this law such a big deal? Basically, it's going to clear up a lot of confusion and frustration that's plagued the recording industry as streaming has become a central mode of music consumption. The act will help ensure that artists get paid more and paid more fairly, with less of the ambiguity that's created confusing lawsuits for years. The good news for us is that now we'll spend less of 2019 explaining, for example, why the Turtles have beef with SiriusXM. That means more time for music. And that's the point. Seems like artists and streaming services can finally be happy together.
So happy together.
And the biggest music story of the year concerns an artist we said goodbye to this year, the Queen of Soul. The passing of Aretha Franklin in August at age 76 marked the end of an era and the beginning of a new appraisal of Franklin's peerless discography.
What you want, baby, I got.
An American music legend whose legacy extends far beyond the studio and the stage into social justice and women's representation. After a series of star-studded tributes, the world turned its eyes to Amazing Grace, a 1972 concert film that provides testament to Aretha's greatness, even though in her final years, she chose to block its release. We may never know exactly why, but while we could argue about whether the film should be coming out, we can't argue about the importance of Aretha Franklin, an artist who demanded R-E-S-P-E-C-T in a voice that will always resonate.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me.
Those are the biggest music news stories of 2018. Thanks for listening with us this year, our first year of the podcast. It's been great to have you along for the ride.
Yeah, and we're going to be changing some things up in 2019. Keep it fresh for you. And we'll be back tomorrow, wrapping up 2018 even more, looking at the biggest music trends of the past year.
In the meantime, you can read more about all these big stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer today is Luke Taylor. If you haven't yet, hop over to Facebook and join the Current Music News group. We'll be back tomorrow with our last episode of 2018.